Where have you seen unity or disunity in the church? Hey there, I'm Emily Tenter, and this is Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. Some things you see in the church may be encouraging, and others, discouraging. What can we do about it? Let's take a look at the actions of Jesus in this story written by Hannah Howe called Jesus' Prayer for Unity. My heart aches for unity in the church. I see so many divisions, Christians disregarding each other, judging, shaming, excluding, and I feel powerless. Unity seems impossible. One day I shared my feelings with my church small group, and then one of my friends shared John chapter 17 verses 20 through 26. In this passage, Jesus was sharing the Passover meal with his disciples, a hodgepodge group of fishermen, tax collectors, political radicals, you get the picture. Jesus knew that in mere hours, one of them would betray him, another would deny him, and the rest would abandon him. So what did Jesus do? He prayed for them, and not just for the people who were following him that day, but also for everyone who would believe in him in the future. That includes us. It brings tears to my eyes when I realize Jesus prayed for us, for me, thousands of years before we were born. He knew us even then. He knew that we would all betray him, deny him, and run away from him. And yet, he loved us. Ephesians 1, 4 through 6 tells us that. When Jesus prayed for us, he prayed that we would be unified, that we would be one, like Jesus and God the Father are one. Wow. When I look at the hodgepodge group of people who make up the church, many who I don't agree with or even understand, and who don't agree with or understand me, who have opposing perspectives on politics, how to interpret scripture, and how to love others well, I think, how could we possibly be unified? But the freeing thing is, it's not up to us to unify ourselves. God is the only one who can, and he wants to. He gives the Holy Spirit to those who've put their trust in Jesus, and the same Spirit empowers each of us to love and serve each other like Jesus loves and serves us. Unity in the church is possible because God's love is stronger than anything. Jesus' death on the cross and resurrection from the dead have covered over every wrongdoing, every offense, everything that separates us from God and each other. We will experience complete unity when Jesus returns, and it will be beautiful. But I believe we also get to experience some of that unity here and now as we live in God's love. My friend from small group told us she'd begun reading John chapter 17, verses 20 through 26 daily and praying Jesus' prayer along with him. So I started doing the same thing. As I read, I am agreeing with Jesus' prayer, agreeing with what God wants to do and asking him to do it. John 17, 20b through 21a says, I pray also for those who will believe, that all of them may be one. So let's talk about this. Where have you seen unity or disunity in the church? Consider taking a moment to pray. Pray for the church, for your brothers and sisters in Christ, for unity. Then spend some time reading in your Bible. Check out John chapter 17, verses 20 through 26, Romans 15, 5 through 7, and 1 Corinthians 12, 4 through 14 to keep God's word alive in your life. Thanks so much for being here for this episode of Unlocked. Come back tomorrow because Andrew is going to be reading a story called Sunken Armor. You don't want to miss it. And you don't want to miss the updates and content we post on our social media pages. You can find us on Facebook and Instagram at Unlocked Diva. And that is it for me. Thanks again for being here. Until next time, I'm Emily, encouraging you to live your life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.